Alright folks, welcome back to the Motivation Spark. I'm your host, Jackson Reed, here to ignite that little fire inside you every single day. And today, we're diving into something super important: relationships and how they directly impact our mental well-being. Ever feel like your head is spinning? Like there's just too much going on, too many demands, too many people vying for your attention? You know that feeling when stress starts to creep in and everything feels a bit off-kilter? Well, chances are, the quality of our relationships plays a huge role in how we navigate this moment. We're social creatures by nature, wired to connect, and those connections, both positive and negative, shape our experiences, our outlook, even our sense of self-worth. So today, let's get real about building healthy relationships that actually nourish your mind and soul. First up, remember this. It's all about mutual respect. You deserve to be treated with kindness, consideration, and understanding just as much as anyone else in your life. And guess what? You should extend the same level of respect to everyone around you. No exceptions. It's not about being perfect or walking on eggshells, it's about valuing each other's thoughts, feelings, and perspectives, even when they differ from yours. Number 2. Communication is key. This one might seem obvious, but I'm telling you, truly effective communication takes effort. It means listening actively, really hearing what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It means expressing yourself honestly and clearly, using I statements to own your feelings and avoid blaming others. Remember, communication isn't just about words, it's also about body language, tone of voice, and even those little gestures that show you care. Thirdly, boundaries are your best friend. Setting healthy boundaries isn't selfish, it's essential for protecting your mental and emotional well-being. It means knowing your limits, what you're comfortable with, and what drains your energy. Communicate these boundaries clearly and respectfully, and don't be afraid to enforce them. Think of boundaries as the fence around your garden. They protect your space while allowing others to enjoy its beauty from a respectful distance. Now, number 4. Learn to forgive. Holding onto grudges and resentment is like carrying a heavy backpack. Everywhere you go, it weighs you down and prevents you from moving forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful behavior. It means releasing the anger and bitterness that keeps you trapped in the past. It's about choosing to move on, to heal, and to create space for more positive relationships. And finally, remember to nurture yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Make time for activities that bring you joy, that recharge your batteries, and that help you stay grounded. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee, prioritize self-care as a fundamental part of maintaining healthy relationships with yourself and others. Now, let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine, sir, a woman juggling work, family, and social commitments. She's constantly stressed, feeling overwhelmed by the demands on her time. She starts to withdraw from her loved ones, convinced she doesn't have enough energy for meaningful connections. This cycle continues, leaving her feeling isolated and even more depleted. See how those unhealthy dynamics can snowball. But here's the good news: Sarah can change this. By focusing on building stronger communication with her family and friends, setting clear boundaries at work, and carving out time for self-care activities she truly enjoys, Sarah can start to shift the entire dynamic. She'll find herself feeling less overwhelmed, more connected, and ultimately happier. Remember, folks, healthy relationships aren't a destination, they're a journey. They require conscious effort, open communication, and a willingness to grow both individually and together. But trust me, the rewards are immeasurable. So today, I challenge you to reflect on your own relationships. Where can you cultivate more respect? Where can you improve communication? Where do you need to set stronger boundaries? Take a few minutes to brainstorm some small steps you can take this week to nurture those connections and create a more positive, supportive environment for yourself and the people around you. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. I love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, keep that spark alive. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.